Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back the late, great godfather of soul.
So good.
Some serious soul there. Love James Brown. I'm glad you're here 23 after that. I say that. And it's just you and me. I've got some things I want to say. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things. Just things are on my mind, just the two of us. I want to talk about what happened this week over in Singapore. Now, as you know, on the show, I have a number of experts who are global thinkers, global economy thinkers, global geopolitical experts, people who have Rolodexes and who have contacts all around the world. I mean, major players, Bob Dylan Schneider, Bill Brandt, Gordon Chang, Ted Fishman, who else? Several others that have been on this show many, many times. And Steve Forbes, another example. And every one of those people for the last 2 years, every one of them, when I have said to them, what is the, and this is without any kind of prior conversation about anything. No, there was nothing. My question wasn't a leading one. And I said, what is, in your mind, the greatest existential threat that we have on planet Earth right now? Every one of them, without blinking, without hesitation, said North Korea. It was astonishing how I accumulated those answers over a period of several months and continued to do so over a period of a couple of years. So Kim Jong-un, North Korea, the most dangerous, the greatest existential threat to America. Well, guess what, folks? Warts and all, President Trump, somebody who I've been a detractor of before he ever became president, and many things that he's done are not the way I would have done them. But as you know, I've been giving him the benefit of the doubt in most of the cases to see if he could do a good job as president. And you got to remember, he's an exotic. He's not like anybody else. And frankly, that's why he got elected. The American people wanted something different. They didn't want the old order. They didn't want the go along to get along. They didn't want the hidebound political class type. They wanted an exotic. Same thing's going on in Brexit in England. Same thing's going on in Italy right now. And so what happened this week was President Trump brought Kim Jong-un to the table. And if you watched that meeting, I hope you watched some of that. I hope you heard some of the things that they said. And I hope you weren't listening to some of the people, some of the other networks, because, I mean, there are people, believe it or not, there are people who would rather see him fail at this most important existential exercise. They would rather see him fail than to solve this major problem. I don't understand that. And in my opinion, when they behave that way, that's enough of a reason for me not to listen to them, those other outlets. If they literally can't report on what's obviously a good thing, the meeting of the American president and the leader of North Korea, the greatest existential threat of our time, according to many, many people, not just the people who I mentioned earlier, to bring that guy to the table and to get him to sign a document in front of the world that said that he would denuclearize. Now, I know that they've done this before. I know that they've played games before. But let me tell you something, folks. No leader of North Korea has ever taken the step as far into compliance as Kim Jong-un did this week. They've never done what they did. They've never sat beside an American president. It's never happened before. Sat beside an American president and signed a document of intent. This is what we plan to do. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to roll out. But I know one thing. nothing bad is going to come. In my opinion, I'm convinced nothing bad is going to come from what happened this week. I think something good will come from it. And I think President Trump, regardless of what happens from now on, President Trump should get should be congratulated on just getting that man to the table. And, I mean, this thing could have blown up. This thing could have been over in 30 seconds. But he got all the way to the finish line. This finish line, there's a lot more to do, folks. This could take 10 years to finally get resolved. But we're moving in the right direction. And anything that would put North Korea on a path to modernity, to get their people where they can have actually eat food and not bark off the tree, where they can have electricity. Do you know that millions of them can't even get a phone, any kind of a phone? They don't have the internet over there. They don't have food over there. Anything we can do to get that nation toward modernity and away from being a threat, how could that possibly be bad? And let me tell you something else. This exercise is a wake-up call for countries like Iran, for countries like even Russia, even China. This could be a game changer, a global game changer. This could ripple around the world. And I'm trying not to be too hyperbolic here, but what happened this week is historic, and I don't think we should call it anything else. And so congratulations, President Trump. For this, if for no other reason, this week I'm proud of you for that. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.